Outside, they took a few minutes to study the situation. The main street followed the gulch, and on both sides they could see buildings in various stages of construction. Looking away from the main street up the slope, they could see dozens of small shacks like those mentioned by Pete Bender. They all looked vacant, even though almost all of them were not. Off by itself, however, there was a more substantial shack with smoke drifting out of a hole in the back.
That looks more like it. Let's go tell the owner he's moving.
Hello, the shack!
What can I do for you fellers?
We're from the sheriff's office. We've come to serve your eviction notice.
Our what? What the hell are you fellers talking about?
Your eviction notice. How many more's inside there?
Just my partner.
Well, we need to see you both out here so we can officially serve you both. And we ain't got all day.
Leach came outside, followed shortly by his partner, and the two of them stood staring, puzzling over the impromptu visit by the three strangers.
Mister, I ain't never heard of no eviction notice. You must be looking for somebody else.
No, you're the ones we're looking for. Bodine, show them the eviction notice.
Right. Here it is.
Bodine brought his hand up quickly with his skinning knife in it and plunged the long blade up to the hilt just beneath his breastbone. Leech's partner tried to dive into the hut, but Billy threw an arm around his neck and jerked him backward to land in the snow. He and Quincy finished him with their knives. With both men dead, Quincy stood up again and looked around him, scanning the hillside for any sign of anyone else about.
Nice and clean, nice and quiet. Let's dig the boys a place in that snowbank yonder, and they'll keep till we get a thaw.
After burying the bodies in their crypt in the snowbank, Quincy, Bodine, and Billy entered the hut to inventory their new abode. Billy paused by the stove to warm his hands.
Them two fellas fixed themselves a right cozy little hut.
Bodine dumped the contents of the two men's knapsacks on the floor. The bags yielded very little that could be useful to him, but there was a generous supply of canned food and some dried apples stacked against one wall of the hut. They had also laid in a good stack of firewood just outside the doorway, so the three outlaws were satisfied that they had everything they needed for their comfort. There was only one thing more that would have made their choice of shacks perfect.
Now those fellas must have had some gold dust hid around here somewhere. It don't make no sense that they were holed up in this hut for their health. They had to be paying for all this stuff with something. And I'm thinking they must have struck it rich in the diggings.
Quincy, Bodine, and Billy searched the entire hut from top to bottom, front to back, and side to side, looking for any place where pouches of dust could be hidden. They were about to give up when Bodine tripped over a bucket, knocking it over.
Damn it, Bodine!
Hey, that bucket looked like it was plumb up to the top, but there ain't so much water there. I reckon I must be seeing things.
Quincy was quick to see the significance of the small amount of water. He immediately grabbed the bucket and began beating it against the wall.
What the hell, Quincy? You gone loco or something?
Billy stepped back in case Quincy started banging the bucket against someone's head, but then he realized the purpose of Quincy's madness. The bucket's false bottom finally gave way under Quincy's assault, and he pulled it up to reveal two equally weighted pouches.
Pay dirt!
Quincy held up the two identical pouches for his partners to see.
Yeah! Yeah! Grab that balance in the pile of tools.
Eager to see how rich they were, they weighed their treasure.
Well, I don't know what the price of gold is, but there's enough here to keep us in whiskey for a while.
Hell, Quincy! I reckon we can afford to keep our horses at the stables now.
I expect we best keep our horses right here, where we can get to them in a hurry. But if everything goes right, I'd say we're in a pretty good fix to wait out this weather. When it lets up a little, we can get around and see what else we can dig up.
This mining business pays off pretty damn good.